And a good morning. It's 8:38. I'm Craig Adams.
I'm Susie Peters.
And I think we've got, is it Ronnie and the Daytonas? I think. Little GTO. I bet that GTO was made in America.
All of it. Not just some of it.
Well, things change over time. And to find out more about that, let's check in with Patrick Olson, editor-in-chief of Cars.com. Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me.
And where are you this morning?
This morning I'm sitting in the Dearborn truck plant in Dearborn, Michigan.
And what takes you there?
Well, so Cars.com, every year we roll out our American-made index where we looked at the cars based on their domestic parts content, and they've got to have at least 75%. Their final assembly point, which has to be in the U.S., and then sales, knowing that the more units of a car or truck that are built, the more auto workers who are employed to build it. And so number one for us this year is the Ford F-150.
And can you take us down the list a little bit?
Sure. Number two, and actually the one that had been the number one before the F-150 last year, was Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in the country, then the Honda Odyssey minivan, Toyota Sienna minivan, and the Toyota Tundra pickup truck.
Patrick, why do you do this kind of research? What does it matter? Who looks at it? Again, why does it matter?
So we've done some research, and other people have as well, and we found that anywhere from one quarter to three quarter of poll respondents say that they're very concerned that their car is built in the U.S.
Are cars becoming any, or pickup trucks for that matter, are they becoming any more or less American-made?
Well, we've definitely seen a decline in the number of cars that are eligible for this list. So 3 years back, there were 30 cars eligible. 2 years back, it was 20, then 14. This year, only 10 cars were eligible for the list. And I think as automakers become more global, we're going to see by necessity that domestic parts content continue to fall in cars.
Patrick Olson is editor-in-chief of Cars.com. Patrick, anything on this year's list catch you by surprise or perhaps an omission?
Obviously, a lot of cars that have sort of dropped off the list. Number 10 on this list, the SRT Viper is new to the list. It's a very popular car, but it's very niche. It sells very limited volumes. The fact that it's on the list is a little surprising to us. We're watching the trends and seeing where this goes.
Would a car like Tesla that's, I guess, finished in California, would that be on your list or maybe in the future?
It's not on the list this year, but it certainly has the potential for being on the list in the future. Tesla's trying to build a giant battery factory in the southwest of the U.S. Currently, a lot of battery technology for hybrids and electric cars tends to come from overseas, but if they were able to pull that off, and get their domestic parts content above 75%, and of course, making the drivetrain built in the U.S. would certainly go a long way towards helping them do that.
Patrick, if anyone would like more information about this, where can they go?
If you want to research a car, if you're trying to figure out what the price should be, or you're just trying to find a dealership where you can find it, Cars.com, we've got all the information you need.
Patrick Olson, Cars.com, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Craig.